Hello and welcome to Soulfire Rising, Soul Session number 4. I'm Kay Jack, the creator of Soulfire Rising. So happy to have you tuning in today. Today we're going to be talking about fear. I can imagine you might have a relationship with this one, whether it's kind of a shut the door in its face, or allow it to come on in. And my challenge for you is going to be to hear my story and hear this detailed representation of how we can deal with fear. And then take this and apply it to your fears and your life. So I want to share with you something really interesting that has been going on in my life for quite some time. It'll make a lot of sense later on when I get to my fears. So when I was 16, these things started happening to me, or for me, right? My healthcare providers and I have called these things as of lately fritzes. And basically what happens with these fritzes is that my entire body will go into a numbing. The closest thing you can compare it to is a stroke. My entire body will go numb. My heart feels interesting. My throat feels interesting. It's like an allergic reaction. My vision goes completely wonky. and I'm giggling now because it's to think about it. To think about this happening to me is almost unbelievable. I have great nutrition, I have great body care, health care, wellness, all these things. But I believe that this thing, this fritz that is in my life right now and has been for the past decade, is here to share something with me and to really teach me something that I need to know for this journey and for my soul fire to truly rise and be in full alignment. So I'll go back to when these first started. They started when I was 16, and I had a lot of things going on in my life. But the second they started, my primary care provider at the time was like, you gotta do yoga. You gotta get into yoga. I think it's a panic attack. So the first gift that the Fritz gave me was yoga. I got into yoga, and I started feeling calm, cool, collected, all these things, connecting to myself in a really unique and deep way. Fast forward a few years later, they're still happening. And they happen every once in a while. It's not consistent. It's not something I have to be terrified of all the time. But they're pretty freaky when they come on. And for the longest time, for most of these past 10 years, it's felt very scary. I've been full of fear because, gosh, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to use my hands again? My voice, my speech will get altered and I won't be able to talk. And I've learned throughout the years, by enlisting specific healthcare providers, specific support, and everything of this nature, I'm able to deal and hold the fear in a different way. So they used to rack me, right? And then over the past, 5 years, I've been really in tune with what is this trying to teach me? Because I do believe the things that happen to us in our lives, the things that come to us, it's like they choose us, if you will. They're like, this for your soul, your development, this is going to really, come in handy and serve you. So this is what I've been doing over the past, 5 years, is really trying to get out of the gut-wrenching fear of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to me? Ah, and letting the twirl go up and up and up and up into the head, trying to bring it back down into my body and say, all right, I see you. I feel you for sure. I'm terrified still. But what are you here for? So it's been about, 6 or 7 months since I've had my last one, which is a record. And, every time I get to the brink, I'm always like, oh, maybe they're gone forever. But lo and behold, there is still something for me to learn. So I had one yesterday. I recently had my head trauma. So I do believe that there's something relative to that. Just, my body's in that extra heightened state. So there's a little bit of that, but it's very different, right? But this is my fear. This is my biggest fear, is like losing control of all of my parts and not being able to communicate effectively to the world. So it's heavy for me. It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of fear that comes on when these fritzes come on. So yesterday, I'm home alone and all these things. The first thing that happens is my vision will go blurry. So I'm looking around and all of a sudden, I can't see much. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Take a deep breath. And that's what I've been doing. Instead of letting my head go away with the fear, whatever the fear is coming in, and this is my biggest fear, I do this for other fears as well, but I thought, what if I applied it to the thing that scares me the most, this experience that brings me what it feels like is close to death. And out of all the tests that have been run and all these things, it's not. I'm okay. It's nothing detrimental. It just feels detrimental. It feels like I'm going through death. So I calm myself down by my breath. I breathe deeply into my belly. And I say, okay, I know you're coming and I can't resist this. This is the beginning, right? So often with fear, that's what happens. It comes on. We feel it in our body. And if we can first respond by taking it deeper into the body, into the breath, closing the eyes if possible. Of course, if it's fear that, you know, you need to get out of the way, life or death, that's different. I'm talking about chronic fear. Things that come up often, things that you can sit with, right? So I sit with this fear, and I bring my breath into my belly. And as my vision is changing, I start to get curious. Is there something in this vision change that is unique or interesting or cool even, right? Like, it's my label on the vision change that it's bad. And then, of course, that sends me out into a loop of, whoa, I might die and I'm never coming back, right? So anchoring down to exactly what is. Okay, so my vision, it's getting blurry. What can I do? Can make sure my dogs are safe. They're away. One of my dogs is basically a service dog, so she stays with me. And, you know, I stay with her and I just close my eyes and I sit and I breathe. I let it go through my body. Tears, of course, start coming. Just natural. I'm not judging them. I'm just crying. This is okay. This is good. My vision's blurry, and I'll just sit here and I'll just breathe. So I did this for a time, just asking, hey, what are you here to show me? What are you here to teach me? And it's not easy. It's not easy to bring the breath down and ask these questions when you're in the middle of dealing with something that you're resistant toward or you're fearful of. I bring my breath down. I continue to sit. A few minutes goes by, and of course, the second signs, my hands start to get numb, goes up my arm. That I can deal with, right? And there's that spectrum on fear. Some things that come at you, you're like, I got a handle on this. I could deal with this one. And then there's other ones that once they get into your awareness, you're like, oh, no, but not that. I could deal with that, but not that, right? You get a paper cut. I can deal with that. You slice your finger off. Like, I can't deal with that. So there's levels to this. But I started getting, you know, the numbing sensations in my arms that I normally get. The vision's blurry. My hands are numb. I pick up the phone, always call for support, especially if you're going into something pretty deep and you know your body might react in a different way. If you're dealing with something like this, something bodily that I'm talking about, always make sure you have, you know, your safety net. People that, hey, check in on me in an hour. Hey, check on me in 30 minutes. You know, set up those people. So I did. I reached out to some of my healthcare practitioners and my partner and, hey, I'm going through this right now. This is what it is. I'll be okay, but will you check on me soon? So I start feeling numb, and I know what's coming next. So for me, in these fritzes, what comes next is my throat starts to get closed. And I don't think in reality, from all the tests that have been run, I don't think it's actually happening. It's very much in here, and it's just the sensation of it happening. I'm very sensitive, and if you're very sensitive, you might have felt this before, where it's like, oh, the tingling, things just get heightened, right? So I'm feeling the numbness in my throat, and that's what scares me the most. That's where my fear gets jacked up to 1,000. Because if my throat closes, I can't breathe and I can't be here anymore. But this time, I just sat with it. I said, okay, I feel that in my throat. And I went into the sensation. What are you here for? What are you trying to tell me? I continued to stay calm and in my breath. And it didn't make the sensation stop, right? It doesn't make the fear stop. I'm still crying. But it helps you understand and start to build a relationship with what's coming up for you so you can handle it and deal with it so it doesn't have a crowbar over your life. And you don't feel like anytime it's around, it's just going to go whoop and extract you from your life. So that starts to happen. And, you know, I'm using my tools and I'm meditating and I'm staying with it and I'm staying with my body, which is terrifying. And I'm staying with the fear. And I just start asking questions. I start praying, you know, to my angels and my guides. And you know, that is something that's super important too. When you're afraid, pray for help from the other realms. They're there to help you, but they can't hear you if you don't ask. So please ask and ask for support. And I come back down to myself and I'm praying and I keep sitting. And I just get this message of the beginning is always hard, but it always ends. Everything is always cyclical, right? There's always the beginning. There's always an end. So can you be with it while you're experiencing it? And that's the hardest part about fear, to be with all of the feelings of fear, because we label it as something that's so bad, or get out now, or leave now, right? So how can you hold fear, look at it from all these different angles, ask it questions if you need to, pray to your support system, get support, and be with it, and say, what are you here to teach me? So I continue to do this. I'm very numb in the face. I can't talk. My partner finally comes and checks on me, and he's seen this before. He's like, I got you. You'll be okay. And he sits with me. I'm like, okay. And I've sat with myself so many times alone when these have happened that it's so wonderful to have support. So wonderful to have somebody come in and say, hey, I'm here. If you need me, if you need a glass of water, I've got you. So don't be afraid of support. And then I waited. I continued to stay with myself, continued to ask questions, and I got some messages. And, you know, it basically, I was shown that fear, and this specifically, is showing up for me so I can be so comfortable with the cycle of beginning and ending, and not put so much stress and importance on my body and this form. My fear, again, like I said, is losing my ability to be of this world in the way that I love to be in it right now, and not being open to shifts and changes. And that was even hard for me through my concussion. And I think if we can get a handle on that, get a handle on the cyclical nature of things, and be okay with beginning and ending, both as one and the same, and treat them from a place of neutrality and see them from a place of neutrality. Like, beginning isn't the best. Ending isn't the best, right? Like, what if it could be all the same? What if it could be all a part of the same experience, the same thing? So that's my lesson with fear. I imagine as you dive into your fear, you might uncover different things, the root cause of your fear. But I hope that me sharing my experience has helped you figure out how you can handle and deal with your fear so your fear doesn't take over your life. I could very much let this rule my life. I could say, oh my gosh, I don't ever know when these are going to happen. I'm never doing anything. I'm not speaking my truth. I'm not doing all these things. I'm not going to, you know, I can't love anything because, you know, who knows, maybe one of these days, one of these things will take me out. I could let the fear hold my life. And even in those moments, I could let the fear take over my entire day. And what I did yesterday was I just sat with it for the time it was happening. And then when it was over, it was over. And I said, thank you. Thank you for teaching me. And I rested for the rest of the day, took care of myself in the ways that I needed to take care of myself. But I let I let it be what it was and I didn't hang on to it. And I can't say that in the past I've done the same thing. This was my first time holding fear right up in front, in the center, and saying, okay, I'm going to be with you as long as you're here. And then once you're gone, I'm going to let you go. And it was beautiful. So I hope that you can do the same thing with your fear. I encourage you to take your journal, write down the things that you're afraid of, and try to turn them over. Turn over that rock and look on the other side and say, what is underneath here? What are you really trying to show me by being here and triggering my body into this fear response? And, you know, call in as much support as you need. Reach out on the platform. I'm around on most platforms, and of course the Soulfire Rising platform. But enlist supportive therapists, doctors, family members, partners, anybody you need who's going to hold you and keep a little love container for you as you tenderly uncover the reasons behind why your fear shows up. Thank you so much for listening to my story and my thoughts on fear and resistance. We'll see you next time for our soul session number 5. Thank you so much.